welcome to the second podcast.
Number two.
We have gotten rid of the horrible anonymity clause that Dad inflicted.
Well, I wanted to be able to be as obnoxious as I possibly could without people knowing. But people are going to know anyway, I guess.
Yeah, because so, I'm going to promote it as my podcast. Yeah, so right, people are going to know, I'm not going to say, hey, I just found this random podcast between a father and a daughter.
Yeah.
You should check it out. Also, oddly enough, it sounds a lot like me. So just check it out.
It sounds a lot like Laurie and her father.
It sounds like Laurie, but it's not. It's not me, and I have nothing to do with it. We actually wrote stuff down to talk about this time.
And so, Laurie wrote it down so that she can read it.
So I can.
If I wrote it down, we all know that.
Oh, it would be like a hieroglyphic. I'd be like, we're talking about dollar signs and picnic tables, apparently. My name is Laurie. And I spell it, well, my full name is Lorian, although I actually do wanted to bring that up. Is it Lorian? Is that how it's pronounced? Because one of the main reasons why I don't go by my full name is
because you don't know how to pronounce it?
I feel like nobody knows how to pronounce it.
Including you?
No, I know how, I say it's Lorian.
You're 26 years old and you don't know how to pronounce your own name.
I say it's Lorian, but Mom said one time, she said it was Lorianne. And Kathy, one time I was telling her, and she said, it's Lorraine. So, nobody knows how to pronounce it.
Kathy might have been smoking something at that time.
So that clears up 26 years of confusion. So maybe I'll start
and
going.
And you were named after your mother's friend and, you know.
Best friend, yeah.
Best friend who died early of complications from diabetes. I think she was under 40, in fact, or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was, so the whole.
I remember her being super, super funny. Super nice.
Yeah.
So I abbreviate. So my real name is spelled Laurian, but I abbreviated it because growing up, that's how I think that, and I think that's with everybody in our family. We kind of go by a short name because when we're in trouble, everybody yells at us, you know, Laurie and Kathleen Roggenkamp. That's how they kind of yell. And so I used to always hate being called Lorraine because I always thought that I had, there was something wrong. Or Lorianne or Lorraine. I used to hate being called that.
Well, what are some other, you've been called other things too. What other things have you been called?
And when I was ninth grade, I told a teacher of mine that my nickname was Rogie, even though it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I just wanted a nickname so desperately that I told her that, I go, everybody calls me Rogie. And she goes, because that's my last name is Roggenkamp. Mm-hmm. So she goes, okay, so to this day, like, if I were to run into her tomorrow, she would call me Rogie. But she was the only one that I ever knew who called me Rogie, and that just stuck. And she was just like, why does nobody else call you that? And I go, oh, they just don't understand. They don't understand. I've been called Kathy because my middle name's like Kathleen. So I've been called Kathy. I've been called, well, my nickname is Pickles.
I used to call you Lori Luber.
Yeah, Lori Luber, Lori Lou, Lore. I get that a lot.
Laurie.
Because Laurie is just so hard. So
we have to abbreviate everything.
A lot of my family members, it's Lore.
When I get a little bit older, it'll just be, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or hey, you. That'll be one.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
I used
That'll
to have,
be when Alzheimer's kicks in and I can't remember your name.
I used to have a geometry.
You girl.
I used to have a geometry professor. Oh, that's sweet that you think when you have Alzheimer's, I'm going to show up and still hang out with you.
Hope springs eternal.
As soon as you forget
me.
You
just put me in a home.
I'm just going to start sending
You're going to put me in a home anyway. So here
no, I'm not going to put you in a home.
Yeah, you say that now. We'll see. When you start changing my diapers and stuff, then you'll be thinking.
I'm not going to change your diapers.
Well, you see.
Why do I have to? Why does it have to be one or the other? Why
That's
do I have to change
is.
Your
That's
poopy
it.
Pants?
That's it.
Or put you in a home? Why That's can't it. I hire somebody?
Because somebody's got to do it.
Why can't I hire somebody at a house that I have for you? Okay, so back to my name. I cut it off at Lori, Lauri. And the pain of my existence is that people always feel the need to add an E to the end of that. They feel like it's like, and it, the thing that frustrates me the most is like, okay, I get it when people send me like letters or cards or something. I don't know who's sending me a letter, but like when people send me cards who they don't know how to spell my name, you know, they've never like actually had to spell it, so they'll put an E, and then I'll say, hey, my name doesn't end with an E, like there's no E in my name, and then what I hate is like on Facebook or Twitter or
email,
when my name is clearly put in my email, I put it at the bottom of all my emails, and I also have it on my Facebook and my Twitter, and people still put an E at the end of my name. Then I'm just like, okay, you're just being a jackass. at this point. Like, I'm just like, you just need... And then people will be like, oh, autocorrect spelled your name with an E. And I'm like, so... I have to fix autocorrect all the freaking time. So you're just saying that you're just lazy.
Your parents didn't know anything about autocorrect.
Don't know nothing about autocorrect. Don't
know. Yeah. Ain't know nothing about autocorrect.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just a pain in the butt. So thank you. Thank you for that. That was
sure.
That was really nice. I'm a twin. I have a twin brother.
Yeah.
And I was born, Billy was born first, and then an hour and a half later I was born.
Right. Because you were...
I was taking a nap.
Breach or whatever they say. Or
yeah.
Said straight. And they thought you would turn and you wouldn't turn. And then so your mother had to go through natural childbirth and then a C-section after that. So
she got it all done.
And then after 26 hours of labor.
Checked it off her bucket list.
And I always say that we went through it because I had to stand up. She got to lay down. I got to stand up the whole time for 26 hours with my stopwatch.
I love how to this day you're still harboring resentment that you had to stand for 26 hours. Know, it's like you've had enough time to rest.
I say we, and they're like, oh, you do not. Yeah, well, you try standing up for 26 hours with a stopwatch, and let me know how it goes or whatever. But you know, and I didn't have anything. Luckily, I had a few candy bars with me, so that was the only thing I ate over the
26. Now, when mom's water broke, did you? Like, what did you think? Were you like, oh, this is just going to be in and out? Did the doctor have any kind of like, oh, we'll just deliver? Or was
yeah? Well,
just
you
like...
never know because it was, well, it was getting close because your mother, I think your due date was not it was still a couple weeks away. It was like July, I think around July 5th, and this was
So we were born early.
Yeah, but you were getting bigger. You were and your brother were getting big enough, and I guess so. Anyway, they said if that week after that weekend that was coming up, I think this was like a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday night. Yeah, Wednesday, late Wednesday night. And, close to Thursday morning. Anyway, the doctor said he was going to induce labor. Anyway, just because I guess, figured that your mother was big enough and so time to come or whatever. So you probably would have, it's not like you were preemies and everything, although you were, because I guess at that time preemie babies were anything less than 5 pounds and you were all right around 5 pounds.
I was jaundiced though, wasn't I?
You were a little bit jaundiced, which they said is normal with preemie babies. But then,
now, did you cut the cords?
No, I didn't want to, I took all those classes and everything. Well, the whole thing, is like you're real, because, you take all the classes, which don't really, not to make anybody feel bad or whatever, but you don't know until you're there or whatever, everything's going on or whatever. So,
yeah.
So, but I wanted to be there or whatever. So they still wouldn't. And that was, 26 years ago. So, they said, well, that because they were doing it quickly right after, decided and everything. And it just so happens that they hooked your mother up, strapped her arms down, and then said, if there's anything wrong or whatever, wave your, she couldn't, and it turns, and all of a sudden this big alarm goes off. They weren't giving her any oxygen. They were knocking around, weren't giving any oxygen.
Why did they strap her arms down? What kind of hospital did you go to?
That was, like I said, it was 26 years ago. This was, I'm
so
not sure.
So they strapped their
arms Yeah, down. I'm not sure why they thought they had to do that at that time or whatever.
That is terrifying.
But it was kind of like after they, you didn't turn, they almost like panicked and didn't know what to do then. It's kind of like, all right, I guess we'll have to
do it. So then they punched mom in the face?
Really?
I don't know what kind of, did they cut off her fingers?
So we didn't know if we were having two boys or two girls. And for the longest time...
There were lawsuits going on where they couldn't tell you what the
sex of
the baby
was. Yeah, I guess people were told, you're having a boy or having a girl. And then they didn't, then they were wrong. And then they sued the sonogram person.
So then as a way to fix that, they just said, we're just not telling anybody.
Yeah, we won't tell you. Yeah, that was it.
They didn't work on the technology or try and figure out.
Well, I guess they do now. I see everybody finds out now, but they wouldn't tell us at that time. So, so they didn't want to risk anything, so they wouldn't tell us. So we didn't, but they said it was in the same sack, which usually means that it's identical.
That's what she said.
That it's two boys, it's like two boys or two girls or whatever. But then that was, we had like seven, your mother, we had like seven sonograms. And finally, the last one, we went to, Long Beach Memorial Hospital. And that's where they had a high-grade sonogram or whatever. And then they found, they're in two different, because I told your mother all along, I felt we were having a boy and a girl. And I was right. therapy, so.
And what did Mom think?
I'm psychic.
Mom has that, she has some kind of thing that she does to figure out the sex of the baby, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has a thing where it depends on, you know, when you conceived, how old you were, blah, blah, blah. But I don't, but...
it's scientific.
Yeah. It's scientific, and supposedly it's, you know, foolproof or whatever. But,
but did she know that, what, I mean, what did
but
she...
But that wouldn't help because, you know, that doesn't work for two.
Oh, it doesn't work for twins. No. Oh, okay.
It only tells
it
you...
It only works for one baby.
Whether you're having sometimes a boy and a girl, and it came out, you know, if it... So she was right either way because she had one of each, so, you know. But, so we had to come up with all kinds, you know, have be ready for all kinds of names, what we were going to do. Had to have two boys, two girls, a girl and a boy. Your mother has a really good friend, Jill, so she thought that would be good to name you Jill. But then we didn't want to have Bill and Jill, you know, because that kind of would be kind of funny.
Yeah, because then also that I would be able to spell my name correctly.
No, we would have called you Jillian.
Oh, and for then, the love of Christ.
And you would have spelled it J-I-L-L-I, and then...
Jilly?
Jilly.
That would have been my name?
Yeah, and then
you Jilly would have been my name?
Yeah, that would have been it, Jilly.
And then I would have been like, oh, for the love of God, no.
Don't put an E on the end.
Yeah. No E's. Everybody.
It's not Julie. Jilly.
Yeah.
It's not
Jolie. It's Jilly.
Yeah, yeah. So
apparently when I was 8, I promised my mom 10 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And so that's now a binding contract.
And her biological clock is ticking, so look out.
Yeah. Whose biological clock? Mine or
yours?
Mom's.
Both.
Well,
her grandmother clock is ticking.
I think the biological has passed. I don't want to be selfish. I want to have kids, and I want to bring them up in a responsible household, mm-hmm. you know, with two parents who love them and take mm-hmm. care of them. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have kids for the sake of just saying, I want kids. You know, yeah. I don't want it to be like a selfish thing because I don't want the child to suffer because I want a child.
You don't feel that you have to continue your seed.
Part of me also would like to adopt like a 17-year-old and then just go, well, I have a year. So whatever okay. happens in that year, you know.
Oh, you mean what, you're going to kick them out after 18?
Yeah. Because
and that worked out so well with me. That's what I thought. I thought that you parent kids till 18 and then, you know. But you and your brother are both 26 and no end in sight here. So.
Well, technically, as you pointed out to me on mm-hmm. my 26th birthday, I'm closer to 50 now. So thank you for that. That's very sweet of you.
There you go.
I have thought about baby names. And if I ever actually have children, one of the names, I know that I want my firstborn child to be some form of DJ. I like the name DJ based on the Roseanne show. I like DJ. And
then you're going to call him DJ?
Yeah. No, I'm going to name them some form of DJ and then never mention it for the rest of their life.
Well, you know. I just hope you don't destine the kid that he has to be a DJ then. That's what are you going to...
Yeah, that's...
My name is DJ, so I have to be a DJ. Can't you... You're going to be... I'm going to be a doctor. No, you got to be a DJ.
Really?
That's it. We're going to see... And then you can be a doctor, a surgeon, but you got to spin records in the night.
That's the leap you went to? Was that they have to be?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that there's some guy out there that's named proctologist? And he's like, I really would like to be a DJ, but I got to examine these testes.
I'm just glad you didn't talk about BJ. So.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Which we won't go into at this point.
I'm glad the anonymity
thing is an X-rated thing. This is not X-rated.
If I have a girl, I would name Donna June after Donna's close family friend who passed away mm-hmm. a couple years ago. And then if it was a boy, I would either name... I haven't really decided.
And June is after your grandmother.
Right? June is after me.
Although her first name was Dolores.
Yeah, but she hated that name.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that would be a good thing. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll name... Mm-hmm. But, and then if it was a boy, it would still have June, but I'd just name Daniel. So Daniel June would be the name.
And Daniel, where'd you get the name Daniel? Just like, you just like the name Daniel?
I like Daniel. Yeah, I like it. It's also the name of John Goodman's character on Roseanne, so...
Name Dick or Richard?
No, God, no.
After your grandpa.
And then another boy's name. I have two boys' names. Mm-hmm. One, I would like to name Archibald. I like that name because mm-hmm. that's named after Uncle Rick. That's what my grandfather mm-hmm. calls him, Arch. But I like Archibald. And then Henry is a middle name that mm-hmm. Our family has. So I wanted to name Henry, but I don't really like Henry as, like...
Hank?
An actual name. So I actually do like Hiram. I think that's a cool name. So I want to name one of my kids Hiram.
He's got to turn Jewish then, I think.
No.
And he's got to have one of those curls that come down, I think. If I was a rich man.
So two of my kids are going to... One's going to be Jewish, one's going to be a DJ. Whether they like it or not.
That's it.
And then I have three girl names. One of them I want to name Fiona Glenn.
Glenn is a boy's name.
Well, Glenn can be a girl's name.
A Glenn Close, right? Okay.
Good. I'm glad we solved that, solved that issue.
Okay.
The second one is Samantha. I like Samantha. Mm-hmm. And then
Samantha what?
Just Samantha.
No middle name?
No. I haven't decided yet. I have a very good friend named Rhoda, so I don't know if I want to name a child after her or have a middle name, but I do like the name Rhoda. Billy, if he ever has kids, will name his kid William Henry Roncamp the IV.
Hopefully.
Or, you know, we'll Farts see. McGee. Whatever. Whatever.
It's one of those two.
Yeah. Those
Maybe
two.
If it's a girl, it'll be Farts McGee.
Fartus.
McGee. Fartarina. Well, are you going to keep Roggenkamp, or are you going to just give up Roggenkamp?
If I ever do get married, or if I ever do actually have a relationship that lasts longer than a month, who knows, I might take, you know, the person's last name. I mean, if it's like Needle Dick, I don't think I'll take their last name.
Oh, there goes Archibald Needle Dick.
Yeah.
Saying, oh my God, shoot, listening to the podcast saying, oh shoot.
Archibald Needle Dick.
I thought I was in there. No, that there was a guy who thought that was his name saying, hey, my name is Archibald, see?
Yeah.
And I could, yeah, it would be perfect.
I see where you're going.
And then now you've dashed
he's
all
He's listening to the podcast. He gets his rocks off by listening to father-daughter combination podcast.
There you go.
And
he thought, hey, you'd be a perfect one because I could be named after me, Archibald. And but now you won't.
But
go
now
with, you won't go with the
now. No. Now my name is just okay. So I twittered out, asked some people to see what they wanted us to talk about. I'll tell you what somebody wants us to talk about, and then you say a quick thing about it. Okay. So, okay. Joe Scar Joseph said he wants us to talk about breakfast cereals and muscle cars.
I like oatmeal. I'm not, you know, you're big into sugary stuff or whatever. So, and then muscle cars, we're not a real muscle car family. So, I don't think.
I actually would like, and I don't know if this is a muscle car, but I've always wanted a 1954 Chevy Bel Air. Just because I saw that car, I just think it looks cool. I think it looks really cool.
I don't think that would be considered a muscle car.
It's not a muscle car?
He's talking about, like, you know, like the Mustang GT.
Wasn't that, like, one of your first cars? Whatever. Was it a Mustang or something
like that? No, I like Mustangs and everything like that, but I'm not into, you know, big, car stuff. I mean, I drive a pickup truck that has 30,000 miles on it after 8 years, so give you an idea of how much...
And I will let you guys know, that's exactly how he intros his pickup truck. His 30,000 miles. I mean, for 5 years, it had, what, like 10,000 miles? So that's, yeah. I mean...
That's good.
Okay, so Lids and Kicks also wanted us to talk about, what do we think about the future of American Idol?
I don't
watch the show.
Yeah, neither do I. I used to like it when it showed all the crappy people. I didn't really like it once it gets to be good, when people get to be good.
That level of denial is scary to me. I don't even like it when they show the crappy people. Mm-hmm. Because that level of denial is, as somebody who is in a creative, who wants to get into a creative job, that level of denial you have to have. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, I have to be able to say, you know, even though the business is cutthroat and not a lot of people make it, you have to say, well, I'm different. I'm going to make it. And so to see
somebody... You got to be able to take a lot of rejection.
You do. And you have to be able to kind of go, okay, well, they're wrong. I'm right. I know that this is my dream. And to see somebody who's genuinely horrible and still has that kind of denial, you freak out. I freak out about myself. I go, oh my God, is that me? Like, are people thinking that I suck? And then I'm just like, I think I just have laughter in my head. So I just think people, so it's like, no matter what happens, if I see somebody, if I see that, it just, it makes it, I figure
out. So in other words, you emulate too much with the person.
Anyway. Also, I like to make things about me. JJS Comedy wants us to talk about boobs, which I actually.
I have them actually, if you want to talk about that.
Thank you. That was nice. And then.
But, you know, who wrote that in there? I mean, if you're asking us to talk about boobs, there's plenty of other websites that. You can, you know,
get. Let's not hate on the boobs. People who are responding to us.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. Like,
okay, and then Nathan Oviedo.
We're getting a lot of response then, huh?
Yeah. Wants us to talk about how LA rules and OC drools. So I think that he should just go shove it up wherever he can. And also, he's a Ducks fan. First off, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, right.
And then. Rhoda wants us to talk about road trips and hotel stays.
Is that your friend, Rhoda?
Yeah. Huh. No, it's some random other girl named Rhoda that
I don't know.
Well,
it could be. There's, you know, there's a big tweeter population in there.
There's a big tweeter.
So what's my first about road trips and house and hotel stays?
Yeah.
With, so, as a family, you talking about?
Eloquently
or?
Said by you.
Well, I just, what I love is when we go and I make you get up early to.
Oh, God. Okay. So we went to. Stop playing with your boobs.
Well, the guy said boobs, so I thought. I'd.
So we went to, when I was like in eighth or ninth grade, we went to Florida to the Disney World, and we have cousins who live in Florida, so we went to Florida Disney World, and then we went to visit them. And so we left Disney World and we drove all night, and we got in at like 3 a.m. and we check in, and the guy says, oh, by the way, we have a free complimentary breakfast at 7, and everybody's just like, okay, whatever, we'll go, you know, we're not gonna do that. Well, Dad wakes us up at 7 a.m. and says we're eating breakfast. So he forces us to go downstairs, eat breakfast, and then we go back upstairs to sleep. Because he wanted us to take the free breakfast.
If it's free, we're going for it. That's it.
Ugh. Okay.
And also, I remember my cousins who've been out partying the night.
Oh, yeah.
Before, I called them up like early in the morning and I said, you know, did you...
Did I wake you?
And they're there, yeah. I said, well, good, because I'm up. You should be up. So.
Also, that was the trip that I will forever refer to as the nosebleed trip, because you cut yourself...
Shaving.
Yeah,
right,
you like nicked your nose, which apparently is an artery that we didn't know about.
Well, for me, it is, apparently.
And you just... They're like... For like 2 days straight, you just were filling up with blood. It was just like, oh, man.
Well, between that and my sinus headaches, too, remember? I don't know if you remember. I had
Oh, yeah. You're a ball of fun. Jim Anderson wants us to talk about warts and undercarriage odor, so I'm just going to let Jim know that...
What is undercarriage?
I don't wanna,
I think we just talked about
it. I don't want to explain that to you.
I do have warts in my undercarriage.
All right, well...
that was it?
Yeah, okay.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
Just Facebook me at Lori Roggenkamp if you want us to talk about anything, or if you want to say hi to my dad, and then I'll pass along the message. And thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great week.
Take care.